live from the world's second largest ball of twine in Lake Nebagamon, Wisconsin, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes, hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, fabled insurance expert, and the newest member of the Professional Rodeo Clowns Hall of Fame Reptile Division, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring author, inventor, ladies' man, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, marksman, sculptor, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, and a man who, even at his advanced age, can still slam dunk a donut, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Woo!
You never know how...
Time's up!
It's over.
There you go.
Thanks for mentioning the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
great. I appreciate that.
See that Greg was inducted in the Rodeo Clowns Hall of Fame, Reptile Division.
It's a real notch in your belt there.
Well, notch on the Gator's belt.
Oh.
Yeah, Rick, I have to ask, in your descriptive intro...
Yes.
You're referred to as a ladies' man?
Well.
What the hell? What does your wife think about that?
Well, you know, Ali.
That she was lucky to get me.
Yeah, okay. I say that too. I was looking at a photo that you look at all the time.
Yeah.
I thought that was Gomez Adams there.
Yeah.
I really did.
Gomez Adams?
Yeah.
What, my Nazi picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. If your eyes were just slightly buggier and your head a little bit rounder.
I had a pinstripe suit on.
No, I don't have buggy eyes.
You'd man it.
I like a good pinstripe suit. Louder the better.
Yeah.
You just go mess.
Yep, I agree.
Good
Excuse
one.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, I'm eating a Girl Scout cookie.
Can't beat them.
I know. Aren't those just the greatest darn cookies?
Samoa is what you have in your hand. Is that or had in your hand? It's gone now.
It's Samoa.
Samoa's.
Not bad. 150 calories for two.
Here's
only 19 grams of carbohydrates. Very good.
I was walking past the table set up outside of a local grocery store where Girl Scouts were selling the cookies.
And you grabbed a bunch of boxes and ran.
Kicked over the table.
Were they local Girl Scouts? Or are they import Girl Scouts?
You know,
I
never asked that. I didn't even think about
that.
Where
are you from, girls? And then your next thing you know, you're arrested as a stalker.
You want to come see my...
He's going to follow us home!
My etchings.
I tell you what, I'll buy some cookies and I'll give you some candy. Strangers have the best candy.
This is just too creepy.
There's a little kid wearing a shirt that said that.
What?
A little kid had a t-shirt and it said, "Strangers have the best candy."
You're kidding me.
That's just, wow.
You know,
who would put that on their
kid? I was going to say the parents dress the child.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to wear my inappropriate t-shirt today. Well, okay.
Wow.
Okay, let me get back to the Girl Scouts here.
Okay.
You know, I was listening to a commercial. You know, I guess it's Girl Scout cookie season or whatever. And
like baseball season.
They were talking about, you know, what an opportunity being a Girl Scout is and life-changing experience and all this blah, 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 blah.
Girl Scout cookies are fantastic.
I think there are certain varieties that each person likes. I know
they're fair.
Thin mints are...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the Samoa, but you're supporting a cause.
And what is the cause?
The Girl Scouts.
So what do they do?
They keep off the streets.
They keep the peace. You've seen them. They wear those little uniforms. You don't want to mess
with them. That's just the beginning.
I don't know.
training to date Boy Scouts.
Okay. Now,
you cross the line.
Now you just, you've gone too far.
Yep.
Right there.
Not as far. Okay. Wow. Girls can now join Boy Scouts, correct?
Yeah, it's anything. Girls can join Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts can join Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
It's
Who
a
knows?
Mixed up, muddled up, shook up world.
Yes, Bobby Brady joined the Sunflower Girls. That was back in the early 70s.
See, there you go.
So that was
They were enlightened people, weren't they?
Yeah.
Now, what did I see back behind me here?
Oh, the episode. What episode are we today?
Episode 41.
Boy, we're just
How's
climbing.
That possible?
Really?
How's that possible that nobody shut us down?
Hey, Alan, because nobody listens.
This is true.
That's the beauty of it.
Very true.
That's right. Okay, episode 41 is called The Bug Squish.
Well, Bug Squish.
Yeah, if you're listening to this now, you saw the little diagram that explains the Bug Squish move. But for those of you that are blind.
Well, are listening in the car and the graphics didn't pop up.
Yeah.
Or jogging.
It's kind of like the start of a Boston crab, but in this case, you have your victim or your challenger face down, and you got your foot in the middle of their back, and you're raising their legs up.
And you're squishing him like you're squishing a
bug.
Cockroach. That's a pretty good chiropractic move, I think. Crack the back pretty good. I think a lot of professional wrestling moves are chiropractically approved.
And they're flying around and jumping off the top ropes and doing somersaults.
Getting
off that.
Stretched.
Yeah.
I mean, most wrestlers are chiropractors.
Most of them you see one, don't
in,
they?
In a way. In a certain way.
Oh, yeah. Stretching out the other guy.
Greg, I see you're wearing a sweatshirt here tonight.
Yeah.
And is that... Is that a sticker on there? What is that?
No, this is a. I got this.
It's
from
a Jersey County sweatshirt. Jersey County, Illinois, for the
from
people
the Jersey,
in the Netherlands.
Jerseyville or Jersey Community High School CEO class are selling these to support their.
To buy guns.
Yeah, well, knives now. They can't afford guns right now. So they're working on the knives, working their way up. But no, this is their CEO class. This is.
This is like a product that
they've made.
Entrepreneurs. Young entrepreneurs.
Like Girl Scout cookies,
okay,
except you can't eat them.
They should have talked to me about their emblem before they started mass producing them.
Well, they got this kind of square down there, or the rectangle cut out there. I don't think that's quite.
It's the shape of Jersey County.
I know that, but it should have been bigger. Should have had a star where the county seat is. It should have, I don't know.
Should have had a picture of me.
Oh, boy.
Is that what you're thinking?
Wow.
Former Jersey County State's Attorney Rick Ringhausen. You think they make more money selling those sweatshirts, Rick?
I don't know, but you know, they were every 4 years when I ran for office, I would get a shirt that said Ringhausen with the year on it.
With but, urine on it?
The year. A
year on it. Oh, okay.
Then all
I would go with Allie a little bit more on that.
My brothers and relatives would all take one because...
Then they have urine on.
Because they didn't have my name on them.
First name.
My first name, right. It just says Ringhausen 2020.
Thank you.
But it's 2024 year. It's time for another one.
I didn't.
But I'm not running for anything.
Yeah, well, let's just get some shirts anyway, can't we?
That's what I asked Suzanne. I said, can I just go ahead and get the Ringhausen 2024 shirts?
Tradition.
Yeah.
Got to be continued.
It'll complete my set.
And then if I feel like running for president, I can.
You'll never beat Taylor.
Hands down. It's over.
Yeah, I heard she's running for president. Right? Yeah.
Whether she wants to or not.
Hey, Reagan ran for president. He was an actor.
Okay, if
who was
somebody...
that guy that was the governor of Wisconsin? He was
Jesse Ventura.
He was an alligator wrestler.
He was a wrestler of some kind.
He
Jesse
was a
Ventura.
Wrestler. Yeah, Minnesota, wasn't it?
Gopher from the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Sonny Bono.
No, he was the mayor.
Oh, that
Sonny
is...
Bono was a U.S. senator, wasn't he?
No.
Not a senator. He
representative.
Was
representative. Representative. I thought he was the mayor.
No, Clint Eastwood was mayor. I mean, you can be ridiculous and be in politics.
Arnold.
Governor
of California.
The governator.
Exactly. Yeah, someone's saying that he should run for president. Except that.
Not native born here.
Exactly. That's always going to be a problem.
Right. He's just another one of them immigrants that they're trying
if you could
to round up.
If you could pick a celebrity to be president, who would you pick?
Oh, that's a good question.
Didn't I go over this morning?
The celebrities that you'd like to have be president?
I said the one that could most easily get elected would have been
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Well, I know that. But I don't know if the Swifties vote.
I don't know
you
if
don't
they're,
think they're old enough.
I don't think they're old enough.
I think you go to a Swiftie concert and.
Well, the parents are there.
You need an old actor, an old star that the old people will go vote for.
The next Reagan.
Yeah.
Well, how about Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford looks the part. And
he already played
a president.
Exactly. Yeah. And Clint Eastwood, he's a politician. He's old.
He wouldn't take any crap.
Isn't he older than Biden?
He is.
Yeah, but being really old's not a holdup anymore. Well, Wilford Brimley. I would have voted for him. I would have voted for Wilford Brimley.
He's gone now,
wouldn't
he?
Yeah, he is.
Is he dead?
He died at age 62.
Oh, that's about and Charles
like
Dern.
90.
Is Charles Dern still alive? Or did he die too?
Yeah, I don't want him. He doesn't look presidential.
Yeah. Who other actors play president in a movie?
Not Charlie Sheen, the older Sheen.
Yes. Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
He played president in West Wing, didn't
there you
he?
Go.
Yes, it was. There you go.
Michael Douglas played president, too, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did.
So you have to, president. So that's one of the things you need on your resume?
Do you have to have played a president to run for president? Did Ron Reagan ever play president?
No.
He played the Gipper.
Yes.
As in win one for.
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
I'd vote for Brad Pitt because he's the most handsome man. I think he could easily win. Redford's too old now.
He could talk his way through it, too. Be a great orator.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Plus, he could beat the crap out of the competition.
He did.
You see him in, what was the Hollywood movie? Once Upon a
Time
in Hollywood. Beat up Bruce Lee.
Yeah. Pretty good, too.
He didn't touch me.
Nobody's beat.
Who's the guy that's the comedian that's now running... The Price is Right.
Oh no,
Drew Carey? No. I'd rather have Jerry Seinfeld as president.
Yeah, that would be good.
Jerry Seinfeld's president?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather have Larry David.
No.
No, not Larry David. No, he's just kind of weird.
Yeah, very weird.
No.
Yeah. I'd go with Jimmy Kimmel. He'd be a funny president. I think we need a funny president. We haven't had a funny president since...
Lincoln.
No, since the younger Bush.
Oh, yeah.
He said a lot of funny stuff.
Yeah, he did. Supposedly, Abe Lincoln was a funny guy.
Well, yeah. You mean like when he was challenged to a duel and he got to choose the weapon?
Broadswords, right?
I thought it was broad axes. So
yeah, something like that.
I think it was the axe, yes.
Axes. Yeah, fight to death with axes.
I don't want to do that.
As you're looking up at Abe.
Abe Lincoln supposedly could, like, hold an axe handle with straight out just the very end of it, had that kind of arm strength.
Well, who can't?
No, I'm saying, though, that, I mean, he had incredible arm strength that he could, like, single-handedly split wood.
Rick, just because you can't hold an axe straight out doesn't mean that most people can't. Greg?
I said pencil.
Greg, have you ever chopped wood?
Yes.
Like split wood.
With a real axe.
With an axe.
Yes, I did. Split a whole log right down the middle. Well, you did use some wedges to get that done, but yes.
You didn't hit a wedge with an axe.
Back of the axe, there's a two-edged axe. One was a handle.
I had a maul.
A maul, okay.
Well, there's two-headed axes and a single-headed axe. It could
be
a single-headed axe.
Have you ever split wood?
Yeah.
You?
Yes.
Oh, I split.
To where you split it, set it up, and it split into two pieces. Split it in half.
Yes, I did.
What's
a lot
that? Of that. Four.
I had fireplaces, man. Yes, I did. We did a.
We had a wood burning furnace at the house where we grew up, Rick. I know you never went down and put any wood in it ever.
They never had that. They didn't have a wood burning stove when I lived there.
That fireplace.
We never used it.
No.
Again, Rick. Both were used frequently. You just never did it.
He's a liar.
I can't tell. I know they had the fireplace, ladies and gentlemen, but I don't know who put the wood in it and who cut it. I'm sure Uncle Joe had a lot of logs.
Well, there's a lot of apple wood that got burned.
I'm sure.
Okay, I grant that.
Did you know that apple wood has one of the highest BTU ratings of of any wood, with the exception of, like, I think white oak is one of the highest, and apple is right behind it.
I tell you what split well was dead elm. Man, I tell you what, that was split like...
No, that's where you find mushrooms.
No, I don't know about that, but I'm just telling you.
Are you wanting to take a break here, Rick?
Yes.
All right.
Today's episode is brought to you by Nasato's Handmade Toothpicks. Sure, you could use cheap, no-name toothpicks, the kind you might find on the counter of your local greasy spoon diner, but do you really know anything about those little slivers of wood that you're about to put in your mouth? Who may have touched them when they were dumped into a shot glass by the cash register? Well, don't risk your life any longer. Nasato's toothpicks are made out of nothing but heartwood of second-growth Mediterranean sarsaparilla trees. Each toothpick is hand-carved by master craftsman Giovanni Nasato, following the exacting requirements of the Northern Italian Toothpick Guild. And tired of buying a box of 100 toothpicks only to discover that there are only 97 or 98 toothpicks? Well, sleep soundly at night. Nasato's guarantees the count of toothpicks. That's right, guarantees. If for any reason you find that you are short a toothpick, simply mail your proof of purchase and the lid from the box back to the workshop, and they will mail you your missing toothpicks free of charge. So the next time you've got a piece of grizzle stuck between your eye teeth, reach for a box of Nasato's Handmade European Toothpicks. Make great Father's Day gifts.
It's like the Tiffany's of toothpicks.
Kind of sounds like it.
Hand-carved
toothpicks. All I can think of is that cartoon from back in the 60s where they take an entire log and grind it down to a single toothpick and put it in a box.
Yeah, so, like that.
You know, they had like a mechanical arm picks it up and puts it into a box.
I do remember that, yes. I'm surprised Uncle Den didn't come up with his own brand of toothpicks.
I know it's not Uncle Den, though, this time.
Yeah,
it's Italian master.
Delicious dishes he has out there.
You'd think.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, I said you'd think. Do you use plastic toothpicks? Those plastic-y toothpicks?
No. Do you use flat or round?
Round.
Yeah.
No getting around that.
I knew that was coming.
You're about to pull your pocket knife out that you pick your teeth with, aren't you?
Yeah, wasn't. That's a cowboy toothpick, what I'm carrying. That's what it says on it.
Cowboy toothpick?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
What about those little toothpick things that have like a little piece of floss on a...
It's not a toothpick, it's a
wrench, though.
It's no, I never... Have you used those?
No, they kind of scare me.
Yeah.
Scare you?
Yeah, you'll jam it in there and won't be able to get it out.
You got a handle on it.
What's the worst thing you ever had stuck under your tooth?
Probably a toothpick, a long one.
You put a toothpick in your and couldn't get it out?
On the back tooth. It was awful.
How'd you do that?
I got my mouth open, got it wedged in there, and then couldn't shut it. That was very painful.
You mean it was wedged in like a tent pole holding your mouth
pretty
open?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's pretty funny. How'd you get it out?
Broke it.
You didn't just bite it and...
No.
Hope it didn't go through the
roof
of your mouth.
One point was in the roof of my mouth and the other one was in the tooth, so that was kind of hard to do.
That's kind of amazing that you did that. I'm trying to picture how you could have accomplished that miracle.
Did you cry?
A little bit. It really hurt.
Were you like 30?
About last week.
Okay, we were talking a while back here about Super Bowl.
Yeah, we tried to get into that conversation, yeah.
And...
What was it? Who won the Super Bowl this year?
Who won?
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
Kansas City, I think.
Kansas City, that was a great game.
The question I was asked
Taylor Swift
was
came down and caught the last pass.
The reason nobody will think about the score of that football game is because Travis Kelce proposed to her right on the field.
That was cool. Right off the game.
Would have been greater for him if she had said yes, though.
Kind of disappointing on his part. Go ahead, Allie. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We didn't mean to interrupt you.
The cost of a Super Bowl ticket?
Yeah, but...
I don't think we ever got around to the cost.
Because I went back
Because you cut me off.
Yeah, I said it was $225, about 2001.
Two,
And that was for a nosebleed sit.
$225 for a Super Bowl ticket. I think the average price this year was $12,000.
No.
Really?
$12,000.
It's not that I don't believe you, but I think
if I play $12,000, I want to sit on Taylor Swift's lap.
I don't know what the lower bowl costs, but
I want her on mine.
I want her on mine.
God, you're sick.
You know, it's just talking about Travis Kelce proposing to her like that. You see the video, like this guy's going to propose to his chick at a baseball game and tells him, so they
and
put
she
it
said
on, the,
no.
On the Jumbotron.
Yeah. And then she says no.
And like stormed off.
Right. Walked away. That went viral.
Oh, can you imagine?
Well, Bob's getting drunk tonight. I'd put him on suicide watch.
I clearly you had to have arranged that ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend right here at the Cardinals-Mets game.
Yeah, right at halftime. As soon as halftime starts, I'm going to a knee, so get the camera on me.
Honey, will you marry me?
Who would thought you'd say no?
No, I don't. And you're putting this on the Jumbotron.
I shelled out $12,000 for that ticket.
Okay, the lowest ticket going, this is 13 hours ago, is 3,000. 13 hours ago, a couple of months ago, $3,480 for the cheapest ticket.
That's standing room.
Pretty much.
And you can't see anything.
Yeah. Well, unless you're careful. Short like us, we're not going to do it. Thank you. You remind me. That's good. So anyway. And who performed?
Snoop Dogg.
I think it was Usher,
wasn't
it?
It was not Snoop Dogg.
Usher, wasn't it?
Name an Usher song.
I can't.
Yeah!
I think that might have been
is
one.
There, is that one?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yes. It's Yeah.
Do you have any other hits? Mm-hmm. I mean, is this guy like famous now, or was he famous a long time ago? Or
it's been a while. Did Garth Brooks ever perform at a Super Bowl?
Don't know.
Who knows?
Name he's got as many hits as anybody.
I couldn't name one. Can you name a Garth Brooks hit?
Friends
name
in
one.
Friends in Low Places. Shameless. Standing Outside the Fire.
Thunder Rolls.
You knew these, Greg?
Just one. Thunder Rolls. That's all I got.
Huh. Is that the one Lisa said no to you the first time?
That was too late.
Where'd you propose that?
In the middle of a Calhoun Warriors basketball game
at
halftime.
Yeah, get down on one knee and have the cameras all on you?
We're in Quincy, I think. And proposed after a dinner I took her out to, so yes.
Now, did your
did she say yes first time?
Yes.
Did your parents already know her?
Yes.
Did they say yes?
No, they did not know her. They did not know
they
her.
They didn't know her.
Well, she went to
you never brought her home?
Showed her to them? Not before I started dating her. They did not know her because she went to a different school.
We're saying did they know her before you proposed?
Oh well, yeah.
I'm guessing that Jim.
Our parents didn't know.
Jim and Nan's position was probably we're not doing anything to interfere with this.
Oh, yeah. This means he'll move out.
It's our one and only chance to get rid of him.
More food for you and I, Nan.
Garth Brooks played as the Star Spangled Banner at Super Bowl 27.
That's it.
That's it.
Did he fly in on a jetpack?
He parachuted in with his guitar as he was singing the national anthem.
No, he did not.
It's in the internet. So
is that what he did?
It's got to be true.
I thought that was Lady Gaga.
She was up in the... No, that was Pink, I think, wasn't it?
That was the Queen of England. Didn't she parachute into Wembley to open the Olympics?
London Games.
If she had come to the Super Bowl, they would put the camera on her.
Yeah.
What if it's Prince Charles or Camilla?
No.
Definitely not Camilla.
Not.
That's Queen Camilla to you.
Who's the princess, the Middleton?
Yes.
Kate's been in the hospital for a couple of weeks.
I don't know what she's had, but they're being very secretive about that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mysterious British illness.
Did you bring it home with you?
She's had her patula oblongata removed.
Let's say that you had won two free Super Bowl tickets, 50-yard line, front row, and you can take one other person with you. Who are you taking?
Taylor Swift.
She's already there.
Oh, okay.
Well, and she's got a better seat.
Yeah, she does.
And she's got a guy that can beat the crap out of you.
Pretty much.
With a lot of money.
Yeah. So I don't think she's going to sit next to
See, I don't think Lisa listens to this. So
okay, let's exclude our wives.
Okay.
So that we can move on.
Well, first off, that would have been a waste of a ticket because Suzanne wouldn't care about the game.
It's not just watching the game. It's the experience, man.
Oh, well, yeah, she would have experienced that.
Okay.
Okay.
She could have got all liquored up and, you know,
yeah, that's
thrown up on the 50-yard line.
I see this shaking down to where Sarah and Suzanne would have ended up going.
No.
You guys have been outside.
We would have lost
now,
our tickets.
I want to tell you something. Outside of Super Bowl, there's some pretty good entertainment going on out there.
Yeah. Okay. I think I would take Greg.
I would take Allie.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just go in the garden and eat worms.
Okay, but think about it. You know, you could probably get somebody fairly famous to go with you.
You could get anybody
let's
to
just
go with
say,
you.
Let's just say you choose the person that's going to go with you.
Well, here's the deal. You give me...
You know who I'm taking? I'm taking Brad Pitt.
Here's the way this would pan out.
Afterwards, he and I are going to go cruising.
You would get the leftovers.
You
man.
Would give me my ticket, and when you got to the game, you'd find the stranger that I sold it to sitting next to you.
Okay. I knew that was coming. Yeah. That's why I wouldn't choose you. Greg would go.
Absolutely.
Greg would sell the ticket too.
No.
You wouldn't? Someone gave you a free ticket, front row?
I'd go. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'm not a big, you know.
Got a free ticket to the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. Would you go?
Probably, yeah.
Alan?
Paris Olympics?
Yeah.
What sport?
The opening ceremony.
The opening ceremony? I don't want to go to the opening ceremony. Boring.
Maybe.
Unless I get to carry the torch.
No, the flag.
Oh,
the torch. That's pretty good, yeah.
You know, you can sign up to do that because it, like, circles the globe.
Right. Know? No, I want to be the guy who shoots that arrow and goes into the giant torch and lights the whole thing. That would be awesome.
Okay, they have archery.
Flaming arrow?
They have archery as an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
You think you could compete? Are you good enough archer that you could compete?
Yes. Okay, but have you seen where these, like, rich people go into, like, these foreign countries that don't have, you know, the sport?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then and sign up so that they can be in the Olympics.
Right.
Right. I've seen
just,
that.
Just to say that they were in the Olympics.
Yeah. Some,
none of them do any good.
I think some girl represented Russia last year in one of the sports in the Winter Olympics.
That they don't have. They don't have anybody over there even playing it.
Exactly.
It's like going to
Jamaica,
you know,
and being
Albania.
Being a figure skater.
The bobsled team.
Yeah. Well
they were local.
Speed skating.
Though.
They were the Bob. The where were they from?
Jamaica.
Jamaica bobsled team. Was that a movie?
Yes, it was.
Cool Runnings,
cool
starring
runnings.
John Candy.
Okay,
that's the coach. It wasn't. He couldn't jump in the sled.
You know,
couldn't fit in the sled.
Earlier God in the show, when we were picking movie stars to be president, I realized we only chose men.
Well, yeah.
You want Meryl Streep?
I do not want Meryl Streep for my president. She's not my president.
She's probably played a president.
No, but who's the Glenn Close played a vice president.
That's right.
And I think I would go with Charlize Theron.
Ooh, that'd
I
be good.
I want her for my president.
I think she wouldn't take any crap off anybody either.
Halle Berry. Oof. What?
That's a nice thought.
Greg,
yeah.
Settle down.
Wow.
I think she could stomp on the squish the bugs, too.
You think bet. So?
Well, it's because we started with Taylor Swift that she was going to get to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. You want Madonna in there?
No.
I don't want Madonna.
No.
That didn't even sound very good.
No.
You want Madonna in there? That was just all wrong, wasn't it? I'm sure there's still Madonna fans out there somewhere. Maybe.
She's one of the people that kind of came and went now, though. It's been a long time since she's ground anything out.
Well, she got people all mad at her because she's concert is supposed to start at 8:30, didn't show up till 10:30. and like on weeknights.
You still upset about that, Greg?
I'm a little frustrated. No, Cher was.
Cher started on time.
You bet.
Hey, Cher.
For
there
president.
You go. There you go.
Her husband was.
Sonny was.
Congressman?
Congressman.
There you go.
She's a natural.
I would think so. And with that, I think we're getting close on time.
Huh? Huh? What?
No.
We're over.
Yeah. Really? That 30 minutes? All right.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, say goodbye, Rick.
Goodbye, Rick.
And from the past year.
Oh,
from Greg Gator.
Rick Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Dan's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.